This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid foundation stones of various rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees from Jalandhar. These projects are aimed at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience, and accelerating economic development in the region. Soon after reaching Jalandhar from Chandigarh, Mr. Modi inaugurated 75 redeveloped stations, including Jalandhar Cant, under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. He inaugurated redeveloped railway stations across 20 states virtually, which include SAS Nagar Mohali Railway Station, Sri Muktasar Sahib Railway Station, and Sri Anandpur Sahib Railway Station. The transformation of these stations is part of one of the world's largest station redevelopment programs, Amrit Bharat Station Scheme.
बीते वर्षों में भाजपा सरकार ने स्थितियों को बदलना शुरू किया. आज पूरे देश में रेलवे स्टेशनों का कायाकल्प किया जा रहा है. अमृत भारत स्टेशन स्कीम के तहत 1300 से ज्यादा रेलवे स्टेशन को आधुनिक बनाया जा रहा है और इनमें से कई स्टेशन पर काम पूरा हो चुका है. आज ऐसे ही 75 स्टेशन का लोकार्पण किया गया है. जब आप यहाँ जालंधर कैंट स्टेशन में जाएंगे तब आपको एहसास होगा कि वाकई हमारा देश विकसित राष्ट्र बनने की ओर बढ़ रहा है.
These railway stations are equipped with all modern facilities. The Prime Minister, who was accompanied by the Union Minister of Railways and Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, and other dignitaries, also flagged off the Sant Ravidas Express train from Jalandhar Cant Railway Station. It is the first direct thrice-a-week train connecting two of India's most revered spiritual and cultural centres, Amritsar and Varanasi. Siya Govardhanpur in Varanasi is the birthplace of Guru Ravidas Ji. Earlier today, the Prime Minister flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonepat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects, including Delhi-Amritsar-Katra Expressway, which will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra to about 6 hours. Speaking on the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav called the launch of the country's first hydrogen-powered train a historic achievement, saying it reflects India's resolve to develop indigenous hydrogen technology. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, said these state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. He said these visits are of considerable historical significance as they will mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian President to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia. He said the visit to Romania will be the first state visit by an Indian President in over 3 decades. Gujarat has emerged as the top performers among India's states and union territories in the Investment Friendliness Index 2026. It is followed by Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Goa and Odisha as well as the top performers. Niti Aayog today released the Investment Friendliness Index 2026 in New Delhi, outlining the states that are best placed to attract investment as India pushes towards the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed it had launched a series of retaliatory strikes targeting U.S. military facilities in Syria, Kuwait and Oman today. According to Iran's state news agency, the IRGC said in a statement that the attacks were carried out during the 11th, 12th and 13th waves of Operation Nasr II. It claimed that Iranian forces conducted a surprise strike on a U.S. Special Operations Command center in Syria's Al-Tanf region. And India announced its 20-member squad for the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 today. Midfielder Salima Tete will lead the Indian side at the prestigious tournament to be held in Belgium and the Netherlands from August 15 to 30. And that is the end of this news bulletin.